Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I know that there was a lot presented
yes
today with the Seeker review, but I mean, what were some of the presiding thoughts that you had from what you had heard?
You know, it was a thorough process. Let's just start there. I mean, as you can see by the binders that were here, they went through a very thorough and exhaustive process, which was good, which I think is good. And nothing, you know, unfathomable was uncovered.
When you were coming in, I'm sure there were a lot of questions that you had and that you were hoping to hear and get maybe a little more clarity. And I think the presenters that were speaking definitely wanted to present that message of bringing clarity and being mm-hmm. concise with everything with this, so that not only it would clear things up for you guys, but also for just the general public. I mean, just coming out of this, do you feel that all of your questions were answered, that there are things that you are much more understanding of now?
Absolutely. You know, the process of the Seeker process, how they go through it, how detailed it is, that, you know, the environmental impact of it all was much more clarity. Just the build out of the stadium, how it's going to be built, the way they're going to build it, just those small nuanced things, and, you know, other things that we thought of along the way, particularly the it being built in Orchard Park versus being built in the city. So a lot of those questions in there. There was a 1,600 page document, you know, and there were certain subsections in those documents that explained a lot of that. So I wanted to start to look through those things. So it was a very exhaustive approach, but it also covered a lot.
What's maybe some of the things that you heard today that they kind of like perked your interest, just like, ooh, I like what that is and what that's all about going into this finalization process, at least of the Seeker process, which could come in next coming days, next week.
I think that they didn't find anything, that was wrong out there in the process. That, you know, they looked, they turned over every stone. So I was amazed at that. It's a lot of lawyers speaking that, you know, and I'm not a lawyer, but the fact that they turned over every stone, the fact that they, you know, did that such a extensive review, to me was what piqued my interest the most.
It was I believe it was Legislator Larigo that said towards the end of the meeting that he had asked that there's the hope that not only would this Seeker process be finalized, but then, you know, the stadium deal potentially by the end of the year could be presented. I mean, where are you at with that? Are you, I know you're an outsider to the whole aspect of negotiations, but are you hoping to see a stadium deal presented to the legislature for final approval by December 31st?
I'm hoping that's the case, here's my thoughts is that, you know, even if we do get it, I wouldn't want to rush it. I wouldn't want to take the time to look through it to make sure that, you know, all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. So that's why I'm with it. I'm hoping that we can get something by the end of the year. It would keep in line with the timeline that was presented to us. But if not, you know, if it extends a little further, I'm okay with that as well, because we know that, you know, we're being very deliberate in the process.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.